you know, it's really the only way for Cubans to make this odyssey to the United States. Up until recently, Ecuador was one of the few countries in the world that didn't require Cubans to have a visa to travel there. So what Cubans would do, in many cases, would sell all their possessions to afford a passport, thousands of dollars you need for an airplane ticket. They would get to Ecuador, and then they would begin this arduous journey to the United States through much of South America, all of Central America, and Mexico. And of course, if they reach the United States, they're able to just walk across the border. Unlike anyone else in the world, they can essentially stay in the U.S. What happened, though, with Nicaragua, suddenly decided the Cubans would not be able to cross overland their country and really set off this crisis, and has had thousands of Cubans for over a month living in limbo along the Costa Rican and Nicaraguan border, Robin.
Not just living in limbo, but also in pretty dire condition.
Absolutely. Costa Rica was not prepared for this. They've been footing much of the bill as these people have been living a really intense. They've sold everything to get to this point. They don't have any funds of their own at this point. Many of these people are really in a tough spot. And if Cuba had offered to let these thousands of migrants come back, but of course, a migrant for Robin, for people who've sacrificed so much, they just weren't interested in this. So this pilot program does give some light at the end of the tunnel, but of course these people, we expect them to fly the beginning of the next part of their journey. The beginning next month, they would fly to El Salvador, then we're told to be bused to Mexico, and then still have to make the crossing into the United States where they would be allowed to stay. But for many of these migrants who are afraid they would be deported back to Cuba or just not allowed to ever leave Costa Rica, this is coming as very welcome news.